WHO demands $16 billion in cash from wealthy countries to fight coronavirus. By Nathaniel Charles on February 9, 2022. The World Health Organization, WHO, on Wednesday demanded wealthy countries pay them $16 billion in cash up front to drive coronavirus schemes in developing countries, including mass vaccination rollouts. Having only raised $814 million for its $23.4 billion 2021-2022 budget for the ACT Accelerator Scheme, which provides developing countries access to vaccines, treatments, coronavirus tests and PPE, the WHO said the rapid cash injection could finish off coronavirus as a global health emergency this year, as AFP reports. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the Globalist Organization, has said if higher-income countries pay their fair share of the ACT Accelerator scheme, we can end COVID-19 as a global health emergency this year. Tedros has previously been exposed as a member of Ethiopia's violent and powerful communist party known as the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, as well as acting in concert with communist China by assisting them in covering up the origins of the pandemic, with the WHO suggesting there was no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission, as their official guidance in January 2020. The demands by Tedros for nations to share the tools science gave us to counter coronavirus globally in solidarity reflects those ideological links. South Africa co-chairs the ACT Accelerator Facilitation Council, with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, the head of the far-left African National Congress, ANC, calling the ACT Accelerator scheme the best solution to the inequities of the world, particularly in Africa. Ramaphosa has also called for international solidarity and said that alongside the other co-chair, Norway, they have written to more than 50 heads of state and government demanding they contribute their fair share to the ACT scheme. The South African president echoed Tedros' words that the longer inequitable access to COVID-19 vaccines, tests and treatments persists, the longer the pandemic will persist. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre of Norway has also ordered nations to deliver more funds more often as no one is safe until everyone is.